Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Raven Real Steel Radio. This is your girl, Raven, the serial poet, coming to bring to y'all another late night vibe with Raven. No, not late night vibe. First day. 25 days of Christmas. Your girl is all over the place. anyway, I hope everybody's having a good Sunday. This Sunday has definitely been good to me, and do not owe me anything. If you are prepared and you are ready to vibe out with me with these Christmas energy and happy holidays and, you know, great cheers and everything, make sure you lock in. The number is 914-205-5813. 914-205-5813. Make sure you get into it. Tap in with me. Let's go.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
you and me, but someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas, man will not have sales. Hate will be gone and love will prevail. Someday a new world that we can start with hope in every heart.
But the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
Snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go.
Christmas everywhere, in the hearts of all people, both near and far. Christmas everywhere, feel the love of the season wherever you are, on the small country roads lined with green mistletoe, big city streets where a thousand lights glow. Let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air, let every heart sing, let every bell ring, the story of hope and joy and peace, and let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air, let anger and fear and hate disappear, let there be love that lasts through the year, and let it be Christmas, Christmas everywhere. Let it be Christmas everywhere, with the gold and the silver, the green and the red. Christmas everywhere, in the smiles of all children asleep in their beds, in the eyes of young babies, their first fallen snow, elderly's memories that never grow old. Let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air, let every heart sing, let every bell ring, the story of hope and joy and peace, and let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air, let anger and fear and hate disappear, let there be love that lasts through the year, and let it be Christmas, Christmas everywhere. Christmas everywhere, in the songs that we sing and the gifts that we bring. Christmas everywhere, in what this day means and what we believe, from the sandy white beaches where blue water rolls, snow-covered mountains and valleys below. Let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air, let every heart sing, let every bell ring, the story of hope and joy and peace, and let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air, let anger and fear and hate disappear, let there be love that lasts through the year, and let it be Christmas, Christmas everywhere. Christmas everywhere, Christmas
Roll the
fire at home on Christmas Day. I won't need soft words to say I miss you and I can stay a while. You'll see it in my eyes when I smile. If I get home before midnight, you are still sleeping tight. I'll take you in my arms and there you'll stay. If I get home on Christmas Day, writing letters every day, never really start to say way I feel deep in this heart of mine. Though I'm half a world away, if we're patient and we pray, I know I'll get my chance soon this time. If I get home on Christmas Day, I won't need soft words to say I miss you and I can stay a while. You'll see it in my eyes and when I smile. If I get home before midnight, while you're still sleeping tight, I'll take you in my arms and there you'll stay. If I get home on Christmas Day, I'll take you in my arms and there you'll stay. If I get home on Christmas Day. the treetops for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only
on a green Christmas tree.
Like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolphin will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, everywhere you go. Take a look around.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
And in a manger cold and dark, Mary's Until then, we'll have some more to do.
time. A tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees. And the walls of doubt crumble, toss and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A rosy hue settles all around. You've got the feel, you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child is born. And all of this happens because the world is waiting, waiting for one child. Black, white, yellow, no one knows. But a child that will grow up and turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbor, and misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever. It's all a dream, an illusion now. It must come true, sometime soon, somehow. All across the land, dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once
every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown. Warm, lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a holly who wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, a bingo ball and hoopoo flop. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and dildo pinks and wands.
Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-hoo-hoo sticks,
then run out and get some more.
Hang pantookas on the ceiling, pipe and coonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with buzz of fuzz, and rip their floops and buzz of buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of poop on plant.
Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of dapplers
and 3 miles of dapplers too.
Hang dang dongers on the bathtub, trim the occupant with blue.
To every home in Whoville and to every blessed school, Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim me, trim you. Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, a bingo ball and hoopoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo guns and beers.
And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his Grinch fingers, nervously drumming. I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming. Or tomorrow, I know. All those who girls and boys will wake bright and early. They'll rush for their toys and then, oh, the noise, oh, the noise, 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 noise. There's one thing I hate, all the noise, 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 noise. And they'll shriek, squeaks and squeals racing round on their wheels. They'll dance with jing-tinglers tied onto their heels. They'll blow their flu-flubers, they'll bang their tartinkers. They'll blow their hoo-hoobers, they'll bang their garstinkers. They'll beat their trum-tookers, they'll slam their slu-slunkers. They'll beat their blum-blookers, they'll wham their hoo-wonkers. And they play noisy games like Zuzita Kaze, a roller skate type of lacrosse and croquet. And then they'll make ear-splitting noises to looks on their great big electro-hoo-cardio schnooks. Then the hoos, young and old, will sit down to a feast. And they'll feast, and they'll feast. And they'll feast, 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 feast. They'll feast on hoo pudding and rare hoo roast beast. Raw roast beast is a feast I can't stand in the least. And then they'll do something I hate most of all. Every hoo down in Whoville, the tall and the small, will stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'll stand hand in hand, and those hoos will start singing. And the more the Grinch thought of this whole Christmas thing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat. I'll make a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat. And he chuckled and clucked. What a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer. The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the Grinch? Ha! The Grinch simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he whistled for Max. Then the Grinch said, get up! And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a-snooze in their town. Their windows were dark. No one knew he was there. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square. This is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it then, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a minute or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue where the little Who stockings hung all in a row. These stockings, he grinched, are the first things to go. Leathered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns, pampooners, pantookas and drums, checkerboards, bisselbigs, popcorn and plums. Then he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimbley.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out the icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of hoo hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee, and now, grinned the Grinch, I will stuff up the tree. As the Grinch took the tree, as he started to shove, he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small who, little Cindy Lou who was no more than two. She stared at the Grinch and said, Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why? But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie and he thought it up quick. Why, my sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here. And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head and he got her a drink and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who was in bed with her cup, he crept to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar, and the last thing he took was the log for their fire. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful spots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was a quarter of dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, their ribbons, their wrappings, their snoof and their fuzzles, their tringlers and trappings. 10,000 feet up, up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. He was grinchily humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. He paused, and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low. Then it started to grow.
Welcome, welcome, Babu Dabus. Welcome, welcome, Babu Dabus.
Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp.
But this sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded glad. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing. Without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet, ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
He puzzled and fuzzed till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day.
And then the true meaning of Christmas came through, and the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches. Plus two. And now that his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. With a smile in his soul, he descended Mount Crumpet, cheerily blowing ho, ho on his trumpet. He rode into Whoville, he brought back their toys, he brought back their floof to the Who girls and boys. He brought back their snoop and their tringlers and fuzzles, brought back their pantookas, their dafflers and wuzzles. He brought everything back, all the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. Welcome, Christmas. Bring your cheer. Cheer to all who's far and near. Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp. Christmas Day will always be just as long as we have reached. Welcome, Christmas, while we stand heart to heart and hand in hand.
Alright, y'all, that is my time. I hope that y'all enjoyed the show. To all of those who called in and DM me on Facebook and Instagram, I want to say that I love the support that you are providing and giving. The love is greatly appreciated. Also, make sure you show up tomorrow, right here, same time, same place, for another night of 25 days of Christmas. Before I get out of here, I just want to say I love y'all. Y'all are so amazing. Y'all keep me going. And without y'all, I wouldn't be able to sit here and do what it is that I do. Because sometimes, honestly, I don't be motivated to do anything with this show. Because, you know, sometimes y'all leave your girl hanging. But that's okay. I'm going to be good with my faithful, what they call old faithful. So, with that being said, I'm going to leave y'all with my thought of the night, and my thought of the night is this. Tis the season to be jolly, but make sure while you're being jolly and you're putting on a brave, happy face, that you take accountability to the fact that it's okay to not be okay. Because at the end of the day, the only one that can make you happy is you. So with that being said, love, peace, and blessings. Pray before you lay. I love y'all, and good night.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Wives will be singing silent night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations, sure as the stars shine above. This is Christmas, yes, Christmas, my dear. Time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain. Happy once again. Christmas once again.